age, we could go drink, right? Yeah, I know. I want to drink. Can I what? Oh, turn it up? Oh, I thought you said turn it off. I'm like, man, that's... Jeez.
I actually want to.
Okay. Maybe it was just me not being close. All right. I feel like, yeah, like making out with a mic here. All right. Whew. All right. Ross X, right? Yeah, Morgan kind of explained it, but you've probably been hearing about Ross I, Ross M, Ross this, Ross that. These are all like really focused initiatives. And then Earl Robotics really kind of changed it up, and they made HROS, so they showed me up on my presentation. But anyway, okay, so at this late hour, you actually have to do something. You have to participate. So I want to know how many in the audience have heard of ROS Industrial, ROS Military, etc.? If you're here like half an hour ago, you heard about ROS Industrial, all right? So... I'm not going to actually rehash a lot of that ROS Industrial stuff. That's actually not what I want. Why I wanted to give this talk. So that's actually a good number, and that kind of like illustrates my thought or reasoning that these ROS for X focused initiatives, they're at least important. But why am I giving this talk? Well, first and foremost, I was curious. I wanted to learn about the other kind of ROS for X efforts, right? You know, what are the benefits? What are the detriments to having these focused efforts? And then I wanted to share that with you guys. So really, this was an excuse to get on the phone and talk to some people that are sometimes hard to get a hold of, and then nail them down for like half an hour, an hour, and be like, why do you do what you do? So this whole talk is for me, so I could do that. But hopefully you find some value in it as well. I also wanted to promote participation in ROS X efforts. So you're going to hear that a lot from me. But I think it's really important that these focused initiatives have participation from people who are willing to come out and spend a weekend at a developers conference. Because I think you guys have a lot to contribute. And I would like to motivate others to start the right kind of ROS X efforts. Clearly I'm biased, but you know, I think these efforts are important, and if you do it the right way, they can be extremely valuable. And also open the lines of communication. So between all of these various focused initiatives within ROS, I don't know that we talk all the time. So this was an opportunity when I'm on the phone with somebody and kind of interviewing them for this presentation to just open the lines of communication. So there's about 50% for me, 50% for you. That's pretty good. Before I get started, the way I kind of put this presentation together was literally to interview people that are essentially leading these focused initiatives within ROS. So I wanted to thank all the people who talked to me, Jerry Toller, Matt Droder, Tully Foote, and Paul Voss as well. Okay, so what are we going to learn? I had lots of questions for people. I literally kept some people on the phone for an hour, but I figured I'd boil it down to, you know, 5 questions because I only got 20 minutes, and I know you want me to finish. How many... one question for me was just how many ROS X's are there, right? What are the different focused initiatives? I'm not aware of them all. You can do a Google search, but I kind of wanted to figure out like how many there are. Why are they formed? You know, why are these things even needed? Isn't ROS good enough by itself? ROS is great, right? Why are we forming them? How are they formed? ROS Industrial has a certain structure, but does that structure work for everybody? Are there more ad hoc structures? What are the benefits of those structures? How to participate in them? Again, I want to know how these focused initiatives are engaging the community, right? That's important, right? We're all here because of the community. And I also wanted to take an honest look, like, are these efforts good for ROS? You know, I was really excited that I'd get Tully on the phone and be like, hey man, I've been doing this for 5 years. Do you think it's cool or does it irritate you? You know, and get an honest answer, hopefully. I'm sure he'd use kinder words, but you know. Okay. So I did, you know, searching on the internet. I talked to a bunch of people and I came away that there's really four Ross X's that kind of exist today. So these are the ones I found. By the way, if you know of some other effort that I haven't found, feel free to get up and show me up and ask a question. But then I want to talk to you because I want to learn more about it. So there's Ross Industrial. No need to belabor that point. Mirko did a great job of introducing what it is and why we do it. Another one you may not be familiar with because I searched on the internet and found all of one presentation that talked about it, but it's actually a pretty significant effort, is Ross Military, or Ross M. And this is a U.S. DOD funded effort to create certified modules for autonomous vehicle applications. You can imagine if you're going to put Ross on a Humvee, you want to know that whatever specific version of Ross and Ross packages are on that Humvee are certified to some standard, right? At least enough that you don't want to stand in front of it and put your life on the line hoping it stops. As you might have guessed, in order to kind of create this certified version of ROS, you'd kind of have to tag the various packages that you'd have. But you also have to deal with the fact that some things are open source and some things are closed source. So, you know, ROS Military, as part of its goals, is to manage both, you know, proprietary and, you know, open source software kind of in the same common repo. And then finally, another goal is just to create a software and hardware stack, essentially. So software stack and a hardware platform that can be easily utilized by others doing kind of US DOD defense applications. Beyond that, there's Ross Agriculture, which is one of the newest of the initiatives that I kind of found. Really, its initial goal is just to create a meta package of ROS, essentially, that includes things that are going to be useful for agriculture. You know, maybe a drone application that will fly over your crops and figure out how many weeds that you've got or what your yield is or something like that. When I think about this one, actually, I'm really excited because everybody farms. This entire world farms. I think about Ross Industrial. Not everybody has an industrial robot. I mean, I do, but you know, not everybody else does. But everybody farms. Imagine the impact of that. So I'm excited about this effort because, you know, you could do something very simple, create a drone with Ross, and so many people around the world could use that. If what we do is about impact, I can't imagine a greater impact. The next one, which isn't really a focused initiative or Ross X, is Ross Aerial. It doesn't really exist. It's actually just a special interest group or a SIG. And when I was talking to Tully, I was curious about this one because it's kind of the counterexample to a focused initiative. If I'm up here telling you, hey, you need a focused initiative and we should call it Ross Aerial, but it doesn't exist, why doesn't it exist? And so I got some good information from Tully on why that doesn't happen. Even though ROS and drones kind of go together nicely, and we all know people are using them to using ROS to run drones. And then the final focused initiative that I'm going to talk about is ROS DOE. So this is a U.S. Department of Energy effort or concept of ROS. Again, very similar to ROS Military in terms of kind of certified software versions. But I would also say that it has a focus on increasing the robustness and reliability of the ROS core. And that's very important for all of us, because if that happens, we all benefit, right? So again, that's kind of an overview of these guys. All right, more audience participation. I want to know, how many of you remember what robotics R&D was like before Ross? All right, so you can imagine a world without Ross. That's actually not a huge percentage. There must be a lot of young people in the crowd. I'm a little bit older, and I had to get my master's without Ross, which is very unfair. Like, anybody who's a student now and can get their master's using Ross, I'm jealous. But what you have to, what I think is important is Ross taught us two things, right? It taught us the value of kind of building on others, right? Not building from scratch. The not invented here syndrome, Ross has kind of taught us that that's not the way to do things. And it taught us the value of collaboration. All right, one more. I think this is the last one, maybe. I don't know. There's more slides after this. All right. How many of you believe that open source collaboration is critical to advancing robotics? All right. That's like nearly everybody. But to be fair, this is a really friendly audience, right? Imagine going into an audience of very, very smart people, but they're all business majors and marketing majors, and you tell them, I want to give software away. This is the way we should do things now. And you can even make the argument, which I just did, which is before Ross, robotics R&D was really hard and really difficult, and Ross just made it easier and better, and just, it's great. That doesn't work. They don't care about any of that. Not like we do anyways. Really what you have to do is start off the conversation with kind of a group like that and say, and tell them what Ross is gonna do for them, right? It's gonna save you money, it's gonna make you better, make this better, right? Or make your widget better. So why is that important? Well, if you're thinking about focused initiatives, that's part of their role, right? Their role is to think about their audience, right? And make the argument to them for using Ross. So, you know, the other question I'm trying to answer is why are they formed, right? So it's promotional, right? You have to speak to your audience. You know, Ross Industrial has to talk to an industrial audience. Ross Military has to talk to a military audience. You talk to those people completely differently. And so if you're selling them on Ross, you have to do it differently. You also want to build a community. I thought this was interesting because in the industrial space, there really isn't a community. It was like every man for himself. In the military space, they compete a lot, but they don't build each other up, right? They don't have this community. And so this is actually very important for some of these focused initiatives. I would also say the opposite is true, kind of. So when you think about Ross Aerial, why doesn't that exist? When I asked Tully, hey, why don't you have a Ross Aerial? There's so many drones. I can't believe there aren't people interested in this. He basically said, well, they didn't need it, right? It was good enough to be a SIG because there's already a community of people behind it. The message that drones are going to save the world has already been kind of, you know, shouted to the heavens. So they didn't need any of that promotion, right? So that's kind of why Ross Aerial never became anything more than a special interest group. Also, there's technical reasons that a focused initiative might be organized. One is just to create capabilities that are very specific to whatever that's going after. So in the case of Ross Industrial, we created capabilities that were specific to industrial robotics. Canned applications. It's one thing for all of us to sit in this room and look at some demos or look at you know, something that somebody's doing on maybe one of those Intel robots, and then for us to imagine it being done on another robot, right? Because we all understand that's the power of ROS. But Outside of this room, nobody understands that. They only understand that if you showed a demo on this piece of hardware, it will only ever work on that hardware, and it never will work anywhere else. So it's very important from a technical standpoint to demonstrate technologies on things that are relevant and matter to these kind of market segments. And then finally, you may just be addressing a large customer need. So this is, again, the Ross Military and Ross DOE efforts. Has a couple of big customers, right? And they need a technical solution, and so we want to give them something that's focused on that. So how are they formed? In talking to all the people I interviewed, and just talking to people in generally, these focused initiatives are never formed by anybody who's in management or leadership, right? There's never a manager that comes down to his engineers and said, man, I heard about this Ross thing, and I really think we should lead a focused initiative on Ross for shelf stocking, right? That never happens. It's because, those people aren't plugged into this community, and they don't understand the power and the value of it. So really, these initiatives, they're all formed by people like us in this room. So what I would tell people, though, is that every one of these initiatives takes time to build, way more time than it should ever really take. And if you're impatient like me, it'd drive you nuts. But there are some things you can do. So if you decide that you want to do a focused initiative, and this is kind of model that a lot of these focused initiatives took, is they got advisors, right? They got people who had done similar things before, who could connect them with other people, right? Because again, it's the engineers that are trying to initiate these things. And then they get first followers, right? So everybody thinks the person who's had the idea is really important. That person's not that important. It's the company that kind of stuck their neck out and said, you know what, I'm going to support this ROSX initiative because it's important. Those guys are the ones, when you get those, you're on your way to making it. And finally, I would, talking to some people who were trying to organize these efforts, they told me that in the very beginning, they felt like everybody was telling them they're wrong. Like, this isn't a good idea for whatever reason, right? But I can tell you, keep going, because you're probably right. If you want to create an initiative for something that's important to you, just kind of ignore the naysayers for now. So how do you participate in them? So some of these are more open than others. This is more of an opinion, but I believe all of them should be accessible via sweat equity. So if you have any interest in these focused initiatives, you should just be able to contact somebody and develop code and participate. And I would encourage you, if any of the initiatives I mentioned kind of struck a chord with you, please feel empowered to participate. You can always come up and ask me if you want contacts, and I'll provide them at the end of this talk as well. So this is the question I really wanted to answer out of all these questions, right? I wanted to know, is ROSX good for Ross? And so I asked everybody, and there were some things people all agreed on, and then there were other things that they didn't kind of agree on, but this is kind of the summary. So, yes, ROSX is good for Ross because it promotes the use of Ross and expands the user base. I can tell you, had we not started Ross Industrial, the industrial space probably wouldn't know what Ross is. It's just kind of the way it is. But by doing that, we expanded all the people who support Ross, so that's good. It's also a way to contribute code or funds to core Ross development, right? I mentioned the Ross DOE has that as one of the things that it's doing. But also it's not good for Ross. So there's very high potential for forking and fragmentation. Hands down, this is what everybody said. They're like, whatever we do, we can't fork Ross. And honestly, we're not a big enough community that we can do that, right? Ross has to stay at its core, consistent among all of these efforts. And we have to make sure that, you know, we as a community ensure that that happens. So one way, another way Ross X is not good for Ross is it degrades the Ross brand. You know how many people come up to me and they say, you know, Ross Industrial, that's way better than Ross. I want to use Ross Industrial. I feel awful because I think that we've taken something away. We build right on top of Ross, right? It's in our name. But people don't see it that way because they see it as something different. And, you know, you got to kind of just communicate that appropriately. That's not something we want to do. And it can take resources away from OSRF, right? We all appreciate what OSRF does for us. If we create these focused initiatives, we could pull resources away from them. So in conclusion, I'd say Ross X is good for Ross, and that we need to just communicate to avoid fragmentation. I suggested to Tully, actually, that maybe at RossCon, we have a meeting of all the different focused initiatives and just make sure everybody knows what's going on so we don't fragment. Should there be more Ross X? Maybe. Does it feel a promotional need and or is there a technical need, right? If it doesn't feel a promotional need, then don't create a focused initiative. Do what the Ross Aerial guys did, right? Because that's kind of lower maintenance and it can work well. The potential of Ross X, or potential Ross X's that I see coming up is automotive. I know there are automotive guys in the room. Believe it or not, you all think this is a great idea. You just won't tell each other. So I'm telling each other for you now. And Jerry Toller, wherever he is, he's going to lead a meeting of you guys. So go talk to him and tell him you're interested in at least meeting, because I think this is something that's long overdue. Ross Logistics brought up the Amazon Picking Challenge. There's also a RoboCup Logistics contest that's going on. Imagine how much better these contests would be if some of the software that they have to recreate, every team has to recreate, was just there. So anybody in the logistics space, come see me if you think that's interesting. And here are the websites and points of contact for the various Ross projects that I talked about. Please reach out to these guys.